1,000 points of light. 91.5 Medford WMFO. Welcome to another edition. This is Jay. I'm here with you until 10 p.m. And as frequent listeners of the show will know, I am in possession of the Beastie Boys book, which is a great book for fans of the Beastie Boys and fans of music in general, really. And so what that means is that we're up for several nights of music themed by this book. A great book, some incredible mixtapes. Of course, it's actual shots of the handwriting and the tapes themselves, so I have a hard time reading them, so I don't know what's on them. But there's a section in the back that's devoted exclusively to the songs that are preferred or that are influential by Ad Rock, Adam Horovitz, Mike D, Mike Diamond, and there's an Adam Yauch mixtape section as well, and that is our theme tonight. And we're having a show based on that, and I have a selection of music here that, just to give you a little preview, it's stuff that's all over from old school rap like Spoonie G and Run DMC to some folk stuff like Bob Dylan to, I guess we call that like New York style, and then we have some old punk like the Slits, and also maybe some Jimi Hendrix. That's not really punk, but some modern, I guess relatively modern stuff. I think Adam Yauch passed away a few years ago, so it's nothing super new, but it's going to be an incredible show and a really varied collection, and it can't actually occur without this song here, or by Bad Brains. Now, Bad Brains, this their original release on the Roar label was so influential to Adam Yauch, he remained a fan and owned his t-shirts. They owned the band's t-shirts for up until he died, and it is extremely important to him, this band, and it made him want to be in a band himself. Of course, the Beastie Boys started off as a hardcore band, and it was the Beastie Boys' love, or Adam Yauch's love of Bad Brains, that made Beastie Boys possible. It made him want to be in a band and inspired him for the rest of his life. And so we are going to hear Pay to Come from Bad Brains, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Rocking out tonight to maximum rockabilly. When two punks choose to risk the subway for a tube to Piccadilly, whose efforts stir fast gangs for glory, another dumb casualty. Having fun in South of Six. Hit a flick, knife flicks. Oh, kiss me. Deadly. Tonight. Another battle was won and lost down the Bishop's End last night. The spotlights pick the kids in triumph with a thousand scars in flight. See how they run.
You know Crazy Eddie? Crazy Eddie, who invented Typical Girl? Who's running off the Newport Run? Now there's another market blood. Typical Girl against Typical Boy. Typical Girl against Typical Boy. Typical Girl, Typical Girl, Typical Girl, Typical Boy, Typical Boy, Typical Girl, Typical Girl, Typical Boy.
With the Slits, Thousand Points of Light, WMFO, and this is our Adam, the mic keeps moving, speak of mic, Adam Yauch, this is the subject of our show as per this Beastie Boys book, which I've been enjoying the last week or so. It's heavy as, you know what though, really, it's like going to give me a hernia or something, carrying around in my bag with only one shoulder. I'm carrying it with only one shoulder because that's how they did it, that's how the Beastie Boys wore their backpacks when they were kids. But you know, it's heavy. You gotta lug it around. God forbid you carry something else heavy in the same backpack, then it's really heavy. I'll throw your back out. Anyway, before Typical Girls from the Slits, we had Stiff Little Fingers with Alternative Ulster, Generation X, Kiss Me Deadly, and then it was Bad Brains, Pay to Come, starting off the set, Thousand Points of Light, WMFO, and so we're leaning more towards the punk stuff, which is where the Beastie Boys had their roots. It was punk, and then it went to some other stuff kind of in the middle. There's stuff like Bob Dylan and Jackson Brown. I'm not sure I'm going to get to that. Certainly not Jackson Brown. We're going to tiptoe our way around that. But definitely the old school rap that inspired the Beastie Boys. And this is going to be a great show. And you can depend on two others coming. One for Ad Rock and one for Mike D, that's for sure. So that's a given. Anyway, unless somebody dies. If someone big dies, and I'll piss her off. All right, let's move on. Up next, from Killing Joke, this is the song Change from the record of the same name, 1,000 Points of Light. Nope, I'm sorry, the self-titled record, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. All right, 1,000 points of light, WMFO, and that was Minor Threat with Filler from the first two 7-inches collection, and before that it was Pill, Public Image was the song we played from them. Buzzcocks, What Do I Get? And then it was Killing Joke, Change, starting off the set. You know, one thing I should probably be doing is there are little paragraphs written about each artist and each song from this Beastie Boys book. Let's start with, not about every song, but about some of them, about the ones that are, I guess, more important. So Minor Threat didn't get a write-up, but Pill did. Yach played the Public Image bass line hundreds of times. I am sure so many people learning to play bass did the same thing. Yep, I would agree with that. Not that I would know. Buzzcocks, What Do I Get? This was on heavy rotation in Yach's State Street bedroom. They remember listening to this a lot at their friend Sarah Cox's Crosby Street loft, where we gathered on many a weekend running around a desolate and deserted Soho. We all loved the song, the hyper, overambitious drums and bass, the vocals, the lyrics, all of it. So this is, of course, Mike D and Ad Rock, who are writing this book. Killing Joke, I don't think that one got a little write-up. Let's see. Nope. How about, let's go back further to the previous set, The Slits. No. Alternative Ulster from Stiff Little Fingers. When I went to Yach's house for the first time, this is the very first song he put on. I knew the song already, but definitely had not played it as many times as he did. I prefer The Clash, but Stiff Little Fingers was his band for sure. So one thing about Yach that he did that the others didn't do is that he played songs over and over and over again until he really learned them and knew how to play them well. Generation X, Kiss Me Deadly. I have a specific memory of sleeping over at Ronna Harris's house in the West Village and all of us young teen punk rock kids waking up in this very cool actual artist loft and Yach playing this corny song over and over. All right, so Bad Brains, maybe the single record that changed the world for Yach. Actually, it was a cassette tape. It stayed in constant rotation for as long as Yach sported Bad Brains t-shirts, and that was until the very end, y'all. I think this inspired him to want to be in a band and play bass. All right, there we go. So I paraphrased from that earlier, and then I was reading directly from the book, Beastie Boys book, and the ad, Adam Yach is the theme tonight. This is a playlist or a mixtape, if you will, of his songs. Songs that he liked. And we'll continue with that right here with Toots and the Maytals. This is Pressure Drop, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. Mm-hmm. All right, Jimi Hendrix, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, and that's Freedom from the Are You Experienced record. Before that, Bob Marley with Exodus from the album of the same name. And then we had Lytton Kwesi Johnson with Fight Them Back from Forces of Victory. And starting things off with Toots and the Maytals' Pressure Drop from Funky Kingston. So why don't we read from the book to kind of give you some perspective here. Pressure Drop, we'll start off with that one. From the soundtrack to The Harder They Come, we loved this film, one of the all-time great soundtracks ever. I remember going to see this in Rockers with Yawk at the New Yorker Theater on the Upper West Side. These movies lit a fire and made us want to discover reggae. So, of course, we're reading from the Beastie Boys book, which I got over the holidays, thanks to my mother-in-law. Lytton Kwesi Johnson, Fight Them Back, smashed their brains in because they ain't got nothing in them, became kind of an anti-skinhead anthem for a minute. LKJ inspired us. Okay, Bob Marley, Exodus, Bob Marley and the Wailers. Who hasn't listened to Bob Marley a million times? If Yawk put this on and saw that you weren't feeling it, this mischievous smile would appear on his face and he would kind of dance over to you and get you excited to hear it again after all. Oh, God. Jimi Hendrix with Freedom. Where is that? This could have come at any point on this playlist because Jimi Hendrix was probably the most influential solo artist for Yawk. He has so many different amazing songs and albums, it's kind of a disservice to pick just one. And then this next one is going to be Public Enemy. Now, it's funny because they talk about this track By the Time I Get to Arizona, but then in the little write-up here they talk about It Takes a Nation of Millions. Frequent listeners of the show will know that I devoted an entire show to the record It Takes a Nation of Millions to Hold Us Back. So we're going to read that one and play Party for Your Right to Fight, which is obviously a reference to the Beastie Boys song, Fight for Your Right to Party. Y'all couldn't believe someone other than us had made a rap song over a crazy fuzz bass line. It merged one of his favorite rappers of all time, we assume to be Chuck D, with his favorite instrument of all time, epic fuzz bass. We were also alternately inspired by and jealous of P.E.'s It Takes a Nation of Millions, which Jock played on the big on the booming system in his Cadillac Fleetwood Brougham de Elegance, because it made us question whether what we were making was even worthwhile. Damn, they did it. We will never make something this good. And we're going to hear Party for Your Right to Fight from It Takes a Nation of Millions to Hold Us Back. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Millions Yo, a friend of mine asked me to say some MC rhyme, so I said this rhyme I'm about to say. The rhyme was there, but then it went this way. Took a test to become an MC, and Orange Cook became amazed at me. So Larry put me inside his Cadillac. The chauffeur drove off and we never came back. Dave cut the record down to the bone, and now they got me rocking on the microphone. And then we're talking autographs and tears and laughs, champagne, caviar, and bubble bath. You see, that's the life that I lead, and you sucker MCs, it's who I be. So take that and move back, catch a heart attack, because there's nothing in the world that run the level like a cold chill at a party in a B-boy stand. And rock on the mic and make the girls wanna dance. Fly like a dove and come from up above. I'm rocking on the mic. And written right on the side, and read just to kill. So if you see me cruising, girl, just to move a step aside. There ain't enough room to fit you all in my ride. So on a first come, first serve basis. Cooling out, girl, take you to the death places. One of a kind, and for your people's delight, and for your sucker MC, this just ain't right. Because you're biting on your life, you're cheating on your wife. You're walking around town like a hooligan with a knife. You're hanging on the ad, you're chilling with the crew, and everybody knowing what you've been through. I'm with the 1, 2, 3, 3 to 2, 1. My man Larry Lab, my name's DJ Run. We do it in the place with the highs and the bass. I'm rapping to